Abrahamic promise to Jacob. You know, we have considered the lives of these faithful ones of old, and we come to realize that Abraham was truly one of the most outstanding persons recorded in the Scriptures. He is spoken of in both the Old and the New Testament. There aren't many too that were spoken of like that. And though Abraham's people worshiped the moon as their god, Abraham always did believe in God and worship God. Now that to me was a little bit difficult. Abraham's people worshiped the moon god, and Abraham worshiped the true living God. And I had a little bit of problem with that. As we recall, but Abraham was instructed by God to leave the land of Ur and travel to the land of Canaan. And though Abraham was 75 years old when God instructed him, he had such strong faith in God that he did not delay on the long and hard journey. We recall God told Abraham in Genesis, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 3. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of the land, out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And thee and all the families of the earth, in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Now, Abraham did not hesitate, but he did exactly as God instructed him. And to me, a lesson there is, you know, if you're being called upon to do something, do you jump at the chance? Do you take it seriously? Or do you think, well, I can't do that. Maybe I can't go there. Maybe that's too much. Maybe I'm too old. Now, the thing about that is, who's talking when that happens to you? Is it your physical body talking? Or is it your spiritual life talking? So, and if you listen to the physical body, you're in trouble. You listen to the spiritual life that's talking into you, and the Lord will provide. He has always done that, and He will continue to do that. And so we rely on our Heavenly Father. Now, Abraham did not hesitate, but he did exactly as God had instructed him. He truly believed in God and His precious word. He believed that his seed would be a source of great blessings to all the nations of earth. And though Abraham and Sarah waited many years for their son Isaac to be born, their love and devotion to God was tested very greatly. When Isaac matured, he would take Rebekah, his wife, and they would begin their travels back to Canaan. And the people would live in the north part of Canaan. And after they had waited for 20 years, they were blessed with twin sons, Jacob and Esau. Before the twins were born, Rebekah felt uncomfortable. And she asked the Lord, why did she feel like that? And God told her that she would have two twin boys, and that God's favor would bless the younger of the two boys. Usually the older son would receive God's blessing. And twin boys were named Esau and Jacob. Now Jacob, whose name means to replace, was the younger of the two. His looks as well as his character was very different. Jacob had great love for God, And though Isaac, his father, seemed to like Esau more, Jacob accepted it. And we are told that Esau was a good hunter, and he provided meat for the family. Now in the 25th chapter of Genesis, verses 29 to 34, we are told that on one of his hunting trips, Esau found no prey, and he was very tired and hungry. And Jacob told Esau, "Sell me thy birthright, and I will give you food." And Esau, being so hungry, did as Jacob asked. And as time passed, Esau became very angry with Jacob and planned to kill him after their father Isaac died. However, Rebekah, however, knew of God's plan and purposes for Jacob, and while Esau was out hunting, she dressed Jacob in Esau's clothes, and she put the skins of the goats on his hands and his neck. She's a wise woman. Isaac, who was almost blind, truly believed it was Esau, and he gave a wonderful blessing to Jacob. And now in Genesis, the 27th chapter, verses 28 and 29, "Therefore God gave thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be lord over thy brethren and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curses thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee." Now Jacob then left his father, Isaac, and Esau came in from hunting with tasty meat for his father. Now when Esau learned what Jacob had done, he cried with bitter tears. And this he told Isaac. "He did two times, taking away my birthright and now my blessings." Isaac continues to tell Esau that he made Jacob lord and his brethren will serve him. Esau also wanted a blessing, and Isaac told him that he would serve his brother, and Esau in his heart felt he will obey his father, and once the father died, he would kill Jacob. It's hard for us to comprehend that kind of situation, but that's the way it was in those days. Rebekah, upon hearing that Esau was planning to do, told Jacob to go to her uncle Laban, and Isaac also agreed with this. And Isaac told Jacob, "God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessings of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham." That's in Genesis 28, chapter, verses 3 and 4. "And Jacob obeyed his mother and father and went toward the land of Haran, where Laban lived. And while journeying, he laid to rest, and the Lord God gave him a dream. And in that dream, a ladder reached from the earth to heaven, and Jacob saw angels descending and ascending. And the Lord said to Jacob, 'I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and God of Isaac. The land wherein thou seest, in thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall all, and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed.'" Now that is the original promise to Abraham. The Lord blessed Abraham, "In thee and thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed." And that's the blessing that was being passed down from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob. And that's important. When Jacob awoke from sleep, he took the stones which he had laid on, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil on the top of it, and he called the name of that place Bethel. He also vowed to go back to his father's house in peace if God would be with him and keep him in the ways of the Lord. And in time, Jacob's name was changed to Israel. Now in the course of time, Jacob had 12 sons who became the leaders of the 12 tribes of Israel. And he made up with his brother Esau, as recorded in Genesis 33:4. And before he died, Jacob gathered his 12 sons before him and blessed them, especially blessed his son Judah. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and to him shall the gathering of the people be. This is in Genesis 49:10. Now, till Shiloh come. Who is Shiloh? Do you have any idea? Shiloh or Jesus? That's what we're talking about. The Prince of Peace. He came through the line of Judah, and he did fulfill the prophecies that related to him. And Jacob lived in Egypt for 17 years prior to his death. When he realized he was nearing the end of his life, he sent for Joseph, his youngest son. And he made Joseph promise that he would take his body back to Canaan to be laid to rest in this grave Abraham had bought before. Upon his death, Jacob's sons carried his body to Canaan and buried him in the cave which Abraham had bought as a burial place. And how thankful we are, brethren, that Jacob's faith in God was so grand that he truly believed in God regardless of the conditions that surrounded him. Just like Abraham and Isaac and many others, Jacob proved his love and loyalty to God, the Father of all. This is also our inheritance down here at the close of the Gospel Age. That is, that God is a just God. He is full of love. He is full of mercy, power, and justice. His plans and his purpose never fall. Not only for those striving to be of the Bride of Christ, the 144,000, but for all the human family in his due time. And so, my dear brethren, as each of us, may we never lose sight of the precious promises of our Father. May we strive daily to be faithful to him and to his dear son, and remembering the promise given to Abraham, "In thee and thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed." And we see that being passed down from Abraham to Isaac, from Isaac to Jacob, Jacob to Judah. And it's all passed down to Christ Jesus, and through him that the promise come that all the families of the earth are going to be blessed when the kingdom is set up. And this is what it's all about. And so they were faithful to that long before Jesus ever came, who was Shiloh. And they were faithful to the Lord, and he will make everything right. Amen.